Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 611 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I talk with Martha Wilkinson, Artistic Director of Chaffin's Barn Dinner Theater, and we're going to talk a little bit about who's on first. Jack Sharkey play that is on offering now out at Chaffin's Barn Theater. So we're going to get into that conversation just after, you guessed it, these brief messages. Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Well, why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Hi, I am someone you will probably never meet. Yet I ask you to take time
to think about people you don't know but need your help. Children, some of them. And they don't all play, in the gutter, of course.
Well, maybe if it's called for.
These men, women, and yes, even the children are professional actors. They want and need your time, money, and support.
For just pennies a second, you can enjoy the fruits of their labor. Make sure they know you heard about them on the Inexplicable Dumb Show. They may look at you funny, but that doesn't matter. It's for the children.
It's time once again for some deep fried theater.
So, hi, Dancers. I am joined by Artistic Director Martha Wilkinson of Chaffin's Barn Theater. Welcome, Martha. How are you? We're going to talk about who's on first.
Yes, I am doing great. And Who's On First is doing great. Very, very funny show. And we're having a great time with it.
So this is a Jack Sharkey play, correct?
It is a Jack Sharkey.
So let's start. Let's start with that. What is, because he rattled those off. Right? He was a very formulaic writer. Didn't he write a lot of plays in his time?
Oh, yeah, yes. He is very prolific. This is in his earlier days when he was still caring a little bit, maybe. but it is quite funny. It's quite funny and clever.
So what's the basic premise there for us?
The basic premise is four people, they're having a dinner party. The husband believes that his wife is having an affair when actually she's secretly taking magic lessons to surprise him. But because he thinks she's having an affair, he comes to the party. Some things happen that they all wish had never happened, and the night keeps happening over and over again because the hostess has a lamp that she purchased at an antique store that day that happens to be a magic genie lamp. Oh. And so everybody when they wish something, it changes the night to accommodate that wish. And then they live it over and over again. So at first, it's just kind of their slight changes. And then the second act, they're like a country family. They're a British family. They're the soap opera. It's very funny.
Now, are they basically recreating each scene just in a different genre, for lack of a better term, or when they trip to being an English family and then a country family, does the narrative change any? I guess is my question.
Yes, and with each scene, the narrative does change. It's the same structure, but when they say, he always thinks that she's having an affair, but whatever they wish, like one guy wishes that they could be better friends and have more decorum. And so that's when it goes to upper class Brits, having tea, but still discussing the same thing. The vernacular changes, but the subject matter's the same. Make sense?
Yes. Yeah, so it sounds sort of like a genre game in short form improv, where you do a basic scene and then you see, ask the audience to give us genres, and they throw out, you know, TV, murder show, Shakespeare, that sort of thing.
Right. Exactly.
What in that style of presentation? I think I know the answer, but I'm going to ask you this. But what is the challenge for you as a director while working on something that has a very similar feel to it, but maybe a little different? How do you keep your narrative and your story moving along while still incorporating common elements in these various different scenes? Does that make sense to you?
It really is just making sure that the highlights, that you highlight the things that will bring the audience back to know that we're repeating it again. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Certain elements. There is a rubber chicken that runs through the whole show. It's involved in every aspect. So the rubber chicken always kind of brings us back to know, oh, okay, we're back in the, we're doing it all over again, but with a different take on it. I have a really, really awesome cast that, they're really great at pushing the envelope and just creating things, filling in the blank on their own. And so it's always important that each character maintain their place in the play. Mm-hmm. So like if you've got, you know, the funny guy, the straight guy, the whatever, as long as they maintain that place, no matter whether they have a British accent or a, you know, gangster accent, as long as they maintain that place, it helps the audience understand what's going on.
And so, speaking of the cast, who is the cast?
We've got Sawyer Wallace, Chase Miller, who was last seen as Buddy the Elf, Abigail Nichol, and Briar Moroshak are the cast. There's only four, and they do a fantastic job of, you know, going back and forth between all these different genres and accents and attitudes. It's really, really a lot of fun to watch, and the audience is eating it up.
Do you have a particular stopping point on the journey for you in the evening, where you're like, oh, they're doing the British scene, or oh, they're doing this other scene? Is there a moment that really clicks for you as getting to see it every night?
There's a scene where they're gangsters from the 40s, and I love that scene. It's a great the physical comedy that they maintain, and the there's a lot of simultaneous movements and speaking, and the rhythm of that scene I really, really enjoy.
Cool.
And it's got some funny underscoring and some funny sound effects, and it's just very enjoyable to me.
All right, so
it's kind of like a toss up between Roger Rabbit and Dick Tracy.
Oh, gotcha. Cool. So how long does the show run, and how can we get tickets?
The show runs through February 2nd, and you can go online to ChaffinsBarnTheater.com, and theater is spelled with R-E instead of E-R, but that's ChaffinsBarnTheater.com, and you can get tickets that way, or you can call us at 615-646-9977, and again, it runs through February 2nd.
Cool. Now, I've got to ask you, since you've this is the first show where you kind of rolled out the new menu there at the barn for the patrons, how is the adjustments there going?
Oh, they are loving it. I think at first they were like, I don't know how this is going to be, but they are loving it, and the food is fantastic. I've tried just about everything, you know, taking a bite of certain things, just about everything on the menu. And it's really, really great. And it tastes fresh and it's hot, and they're loving it. They really are.
Okay, cool. Because it used to be known for your buffet, and that's kind of been altered, right, with kind of a larger salad bar, and then they can order hot entrees. Is that how I understand it working out?
That's exactly right.
Cool.
That's exactly right. Yeah, they can get just a salad bar and soup if they want to, or they can add that to an entree for like a dollar or something. I don't know, price point.
Right.
They can add that to an entree if they'd like. And it gets brought to their table, and they're well-treated, and, you know, it's more like an evening out, really. It's really awesome.
Cool. So once again, give me ticket information and how we can get tickets.
Okay, you can go to chapmansparktheater.com and click on tickets, and that'll take you right there. You can order tickets online, or you can call us at 615-646-9977.
Well, that's so awesome. Well, thank you so much, Martha.
Thank you, John. I really appreciate it.
If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show as much as I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
Alright, that is it. So I'd like to thank Martha Wilkinson for stopping by today via Skype to chat about Who's On First, which is, again, is currently on offering at Chapman's Bar and Theater. Ticket information we discussed about the body of the podcast will be found on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Hey, do you want to be part of the Dumb Show? Then do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282. Or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com. Or follow the show on Twitter, @InexplicableDS, @ Inexplicable, D, S. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So next week, who knows what we'll be up to, but I'm sure it'll be something good. So until next week, this is John Malden saying, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality WAV files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnitude. We are not evil.
Blueberry. This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No ease. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com. Pop Alternative Media.